we've been getting really to the core of what Elul's about. A lot of times when a person is involved in tshuva, which there's a lot to work on, there's a lot of details, a lot of things we'd like to do better, but the core issue sometimes falls by the wayside. And we know that Elul B'Yisoid is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. It's repairing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was, over time, lost, lacks its luster and excitement. And really, it's about being a Mavakish Hashem. We pointed out that it says in the Psukim, Bakshu Panai in Ledovid, Bakshu Panai, be Mavakish my face. Or as Panecha Hashem Mavakish, Hashem Mavakish your Panim. Why is it the face of Hashem that a Mavakish wants? When you have a face-to-face talk with someone, you get to know them so much better. A lot of times when I'm speaking to people overseas, the Bachram on the phone, it's not the same. I have no idea if they're rolling their eyes like, sure, Rabbi Stark, you know, like, you need to know that, you need to see that. Or like, sure, Rabbi Stark, right? All of that is essential. When you have this long-distance relationship, you don't really know what's going on. Bakshu Panai! David HaMelech says, I want a very close face-to-face relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we said that the deepest part of a person is what's called their ratzon, is their will, their desire, their ambitions. Where they run, ratzon is milashon ritza, says the Sfas Emes. Where you're running, anu ratzim, we run, v'heim ratzim. It's all about where you ran, where you run and where you've been running. But then we took it a little bit further, and whoever's not used to what we're doing here, these are not, I guess, I don't know what's a classic shmooze, I don't know, classic or not, but we learn things be'ihun. It's kind of like Gemara Shir. I was never zocha to be a Rebbe, so this is my way of feeling good about myself. I learn the Musar and Yanim be'ihun, but this is how we get Das Torah. We know things well. People who come out of here come out really understanding things step by step. And we're essentially just, it's really one long schmooze. If they gave me 5 hours, I'd just do it all in one shot. But it wouldn't be the same, because we have to chew and chew and chew and chew. And last week we talked about that being a Mavakish is not enough. There are a lot of people who have dreams and aspirations, right? They go on the Shidduch dates, and they're sitting there in the hotel lobby sipping their Coke, and they tell the girl, you know, I want to chop wood for an almana. It's so beautiful. And I love Tikkun Chatzos. And I love all of Shas, right? And then they get married, and I know these stories firsthand, unfortunately. And the guy doesn't get out of bed. Why? Oh, I wanted those things. I haven't gotten to it yet. And he really does want it, and that's why they fall for it, these poor Beis Yaakov girls, hook, line, and sinker. He's so charming because he really wants it. But there are so many people who want things their whole life and don't know how to put it into action. And ultimately, they are total losers. And we brought from the Maharal that the highest level of development of a person is age 20, when you're fully responsible, even B'yidei Shamayim. Age 20 is the time, Ben Esrim Lirdof. It's the time that you start running after things, seizing the moment, grabbing, attacking. It's the same time that we allow people to join the army in the Torah, is the age of 20, because they know how to run after something. They're not passive, they're attacking it. U'b'mitzvoisecha tirdov nafshi. We say in a L'kai Netzor, I don't want to just do mitzvos, I want to know how to run after those mitzvos, because they seem like they're running away from me. And the Maharal continues, and he says from the age of 18 to 20, this process is taking place. 18 is when you're supposed to get married, so that's when you're supposed to be a responsible adult. And it climaxes at age 20, where if they say, if you don't get married by then, right, tipok asmotov, bad, shame on you. But it's the time where you can be responsible. And that's why I love being here in yeshiva. These years of 18 to 20 plus, right, halavai we could do it by the age of 20. Sometimes it takes longer than that. But it's not just that Eretz Yisrael is a place where people feel holier, and avir de Eretz Yisrael makim, the air we breathe is kadosh. It's this age This is an age period, says the Maharal, where people stop blaming things on everyone in their lives. It was my parents' fault. It was my Rebbe's fault. It was my yeshiva's fault. And they start saying, I want to become something, though. And it's not going to help me anymore to blame people. I want to be a Roydeif. I want to make it happen. I want to basically man up. And I'm not sure where they got this in America, right? At age 21, which is basically when you finish your 20th year, you are allowed to ruin your life, right? They let you do whatever you want. Mazel tov! You can destroy yourself. But there's some amkus to that. I didn't speak to George Washington about the Omek HaDavar, but it mamishes the time where a person can decide to destroy himself or build himself. And really, if you can't figure it out by then we can't help you, because it's the time when you're ripe to do it. And I was thinking that when a person's a roidef, it's unbelievable how all the chazals were building a sugya that I never saw, except for the Maharal, but I want to just build it with you, of people who chase things. Says the Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf Tes. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Yitzchak, my dechsiv, roidef, Staka v'chesed yimsechayim, staka v'kavod. Someone who runs after staka and chesed will get chayim, staka, and kavod. The Gemara doesn't understand. Someone who runs after staka, he's going to need staka chas v'shalom? That's terrible. No, the Gemara says, lo malacha, kol ha-roideif achar staka. Someone who wants to do good, he wants to help people. The Marsha says he has no money, so he starts raising money. He starts going and asking for money. He's somebody he knows is in trouble, and he has so many excuses not to help. He doesn't have the wherewithal. But he's Rodef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamsilo Maos Vosven Staka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives him money so that he'll have what to give himself. What's the amkus of this Gemara? This person is somebody who Hashem wants to invest in. This is somebody who makes it happen. He has every reason not to help out his friend. Oh, I'd love to help you, but, so you see, I can't, right? No, it doesn't work like that. If you're a Rodev, you say, he needs help, I will help him. It's an entirely different level of Ben Adam Chavero. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that man being Rodev and he boosts him up. He starts investing in him, starts giving him money. And I was thinking that perhaps this is a Baal Shem Tov. The Olam loves when I quote the Baal Shem, because I'm always quoting the Gra and I have to even things out. The Halig of Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem says in Eicha, there's a pasuk in Eicha, Kol roid feha hisiguha bein hamitzarim. It really is talking about the enemies of Klal Yisrael are chasing us during the time when we're in dire straits, bein hamitzarim, stuck. Cold road fair, he sigua, says the Baal Shem, and all the great Hasidic Rebbes bring after him in different nuschos. Cold road rodef ka, whoever runs after Hashem, bein hamitzarim, in difficult times, he sigua, we'll get it. And he says that these are times that seem like they're dark, but if you capitalize on them, they're the closest times. And I was thinking, it doesn't say this in the Baal Shem, but it's obvious. In these times, you need to run. You need to be a rodfeha. It's not just they're dark times, you won't succeed. There are people, their chavrusas don't go well. So what do? They end up just, you know, wandering around the halls. It's hard. Probably the hardest thing, I think, in yeshiva is to not have a good chavrusa. The hardest thing is to not have a good friend. The hardest thing is to not have a good friend. The next to hardest thing is to not have a good chavrusa. I think the hardest issues are for sure have to do with friends, and chavrusas are also friends. But a person has every excuse in the world. So now what? So now the whole year is going to go by, and he's going to tell every Rebbe, you know, I don't have a chavrusa, that's why I'm a failure? No. Somehow, if he breaks through, there have been people in these situations who got such ksharim with their Rebbes because they drive the Rebbe nuts. Hey Rebbe, you know I don't have a chavrusa, so let's schmooze and learning. And all of a sudden, by the end of the year, he's boosted up to the top of the shir because he's been meshamesh at Talmud Chacham the whole time. He capitalized on his bein hamitzarim. He capitalized on his problems. And this is the secret to all successes in life. All of them. I'm giving it to you for free. You don't have to go to one of these improvement classes. This is the trick of all people who are successful. And even in the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin says something that is really difficult to understand. Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nun Hey. The Torah says, Lo bashamayim hi. The Torah is not in the sky. Good. Now what's the pshat in the pasuk? Therefore, you don't have an excuse because it's not in the sky, right? If the Torah is in the sky, what do you want from me, Hashem? It's in the sky. The Gemara says a bizarre pshat, you'll excuse me, but the opposite of what I would have thought. Says the Gemara in Erevin Nun Hey, Avdimi bar chama bar dosa, my dechsev lo b'shamayim hi v'lo me'ever le'yam. Lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in the sky. She'im b'shamayim hi, atot tzorech lalo sachreha. Because if it was in the sky, you know you'd have to go to the sky to get it. What? What kind of Gemara is this? What does that mean? If it was in the sky, you would have to get there and find a way to get there? What does that mean? And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about, what is their name? The Wright brothers? They invented the first plane, the Wright brothers? I was thinking about these guys. I got chizuk. I was picturing them with that old wooden plane. They were crazy. They were looking at birds, and they were thinking, we could pull this off. Good one, Wright brothers! Come on! Right? NASA. Right? Neil Armstrong. Are you crazy? Right? Kiddush Levana on the moon, Rabosa. Right? I'm still waiting. It won't be long. We'll do Kiddush Levana on the moon. We'll never have a cloud blocking our view. It's geschmack. Right? Going to the Shemayim, the answer is, why not? Figure it out. Says Rashi and Erevin, if you can't remember your learning, come up with tricks, mnemonics, memory devices. Voba Shemayim hi, and even if it's in Shemayim, even if you're not so talented, you become talented. That's the secret of greatness. You can get there. You can invent aerodynamics if you need to. You can make a space shuttle if you need to. People have gotten there because people were mavakish. They wanted to get there. B'mitzvaysecha tirdof nafshi. Now I want to get a little deeper. And we're moving even more, and this is even more more of the definition of who a person is. We see that that this image of the Maharal, of a Rodef, right? Age 20 is a Rodef, is a warrior. He's just like someone in war, has to be age 20. So too, someone who's a responsible Ben Torah, he has to be age 20 for the same reason. What's going on with this war business? What kind of war is this? We're in a war? And the answer is, we're in a war. And I didn't really take these svarim so seriously until now, but now I'm starting to take them seriously. I've read these dozens of times, but I don't think I've really heard what they were saying. There's a Chovas Halvavas. Chovas Halvavas writes, there was a chassid, Shepaga in Shar Yichuda Maisa Perikei. There was a chassid who met people coming back, Shavim Mimelchemes Oivim, coming back from war. Sholach Mimelchem Chazacha. They pillaged, they have spoils, and they're coming back with the booty, all the war words, right? Spoils, booty, right? This is what they have. So, fine. Amr Lahem, Shavtim Mimelchem Haktana. Sholim Shol Hisatul Mimelchem Gedola. He says, you're coming back from a small, baby little war. Who are you corking, baby? Who are you calling baby? Right? You went little baby war. Right? What kind of war? We killed. We destroyed. We brought back the booty and the spoils. Right? What's going on? He says, no, there's a big war that you haven't fought. Amr lo mahi ha-milchama agdayla. Amr lahem milchemes ha-yetzer v'chayalov. Fighting your yetzer hara. Why? He says, I'll tell you. He says, these other enemies, they give up afterwards. This guy, he just keeps coming back. You push him down. Here I am again. He's over here. He's over there. He doesn't stop. You guys are not trained properly for this type of war. This is what separates the men from the boys. And this is exactly what this chassid was telling them. Was in order to be a Ben Torah, and I would say especially today, You have to be a gibor. You have to be a gibor melchama. There's another word over here called gibor. Right? In Israel, they say, tigever, be a man. The word gever, right, means a man. And I was thinking about this word. It's an interesting word. I never use rayas from modern Hebrew because it's not right. Modern Hebrew is not correct. So I opened my Malbim, my trusty Malbim, who never fails me on words, and says the Malbim, there are a lot of words for men. There's the word ish, man. There's the word adam, adam. There's the word gever. He says, what's a gever? He says, a gever is somebody who mans up. He's a gibor. He's somebody who overpowers. He's a rodef. He's somebody who knows how to make things happen. And the Mesillas Yesharim also says that you need to be this type of person to succeed. He says the following. Nimsa. Samo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is in Perek Aleph of Mesillas Yesharim. Samo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam b'makom sherabim bo marchikim oso. There's so many things trying to grab you away from Hashem. Ve'imei matayvus achomrius. All of the different attractions. Asher nimashik achareim. If you follow them, misrachim elomit tova miti. You go away from all that's good. Ve'nimsa shehu musam be'emes mitoch milchama chazaka. He's really in a war. Now, I take the Mesillas Yesharim very seriously. When he uses the word be'emes, he goes, this is really a war. He means this is not a mashal. Be'emes, you are really in a war. Ki kol inyani olam bein l'tov bein l'mutov. Anything good or bad in the world is going to bring you down. If it's wealth, so my lazy boy, right? My lazy boy, I love my lazy boy, but it's also my worst enemy. It really is, right? Every Shabbos night, I'm convinced, my lazy boy, I'm going to learn Chol HaTorah Kul. Right? Never happens. And then I had this Israeli friend who came to my house, and I was so embarrassed. He looked at my lazy boy, and he said, I bet it's a chi of Misa to sit on that. I'm like, you're so right. He knows exactly what I'm doing. Right? Having comforts is a sneak attack of the Yetzirah. And having difficulties financially. He says, Panim v'achor, the Yetzirah is in the front and the back. You don't know, like one of those kung fu guys. You know, it's mamish like the best video game. Right, got him. He's killed. Right, how did he see him? I saw him coming from the back. That's what the Yetzirah is doing. And if you don't know how to be a kung fu artist, if you don't know how to make this happen, you will fail. I will fail. We all will fail. So the point over here that I'm trying to tell you is that we have to understand what it is to be really a gibor. People appreciate people who are strong. Strong, right? Strong. We love strong people. We love people who are built with their six packs and their arms are like double black diamond slopes. You know, all these hills and exciting valleys, right? And they could bench press 500 pounds in their sleep, right? That's what a strong person is, we think. And then we see Pirkei Avos. Now, I want to teach you something for a second. This is a very important lesson. Usually the Chazals that we know, since we're little, we never understood Bichlal, okay? We understand them like a bumper sticker, right? Like, you know, for example, Gamzu Litova, right? No one's ever thought about that because they've just known it since Gamzu Litova, right? That's a Chazal. We have to think about that. But that's not what I want to think about right now. I want to think about a Mishnah that seems okay, you know, but people look at it like a bumper sticker. Ben Zoma says, Ezu Chacham, who is a wise man? Alomid Mikol Adam, who learns from everybody. Okay. Ezu Gibor, who is a warrior? Hakoivesh is Yitzroy, someone who conquers his Yetzirah. Ezu Asher, who is wealthy? Hasameach Bechelko. Right? All these things are very nice. But let me ask you a question. Do we understand these things? Chazal are telling us deep, deep things here. I don't want to get too much into wealth for a second, but I will for a second. Right? Wealth. What's a wealthy guy in our heads? Right? So real wealth is somebody who could swipe his card endlessly. He's on the roof of the Waldorf. with a beautiful sukkah pouring endless glasses of Blue Label for whoever comes from Yerushalayim, right? But they don't tell you how many Xanaxes he took in order to smile while you're there. And they don't show you that if you look in the kitchen when he comes, his wife slaps him across the face because she doesn't respect him. And Chazal say, slow down, buddy. Do you want to be happy and feel like you have an endless bank account? Then stay away from that roof, because these people are, you know, they're not happy. That's not Ashiras. And now Chazal come and say to us another thing. What's a gibor? Someone who's strong, who's brave, who controls everything. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, people who could bench press. He says the Mishnah doesn't even have a havamina that you think they're a gibor, because animals can also bench press. This is what he says. He says this. He says there's no havamina that that's what real gvura is. Really, he says, it's about a man of war. When we see a man of war, we think that that's real strength. And he says that a person who can fight other people but can't fight within himself to be in control of himself, he says, very nice, you can take other people down, but you're your worst enemy. Ezu gibor! Who's a real gibor? Someone who can attack from the inside. He doesn't have a sword fighting someone else. He pashut is in total control of himself. And this is the definition of a man. A man, a gever, is somebody who can make decisions, who can make moves. And I'll tell you something interesting. A bacher told me, on separate occasions, a bacher told me the following thing. He told me, he said that he's known for football. Wherever he goes, people, hey, you're the football guy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I heard you're football. Yeah. And he said, you know, as I'm getting older now, it doesn't do it for me. I play football. I love football, but I don't feel a compliment when people say that about me. That's one conversation I had with this bacher. Another conversation I had with this bacher is that he told me an awesome Kabbalah that he accepted on himself. For 11 and a half months, he's been successful in taking total control over himself. That's another conversation I had with this bacher. When a person experiences what real strength is, then everything else is kid's play. Of course, it's fun to play, and we can play. But the feeling of being in control of yourself, of deciding yes and deciding no. There's a great mechanic named Rav Yaakovson, and he says the following. He says that somebody who can't say no has never said yes in their life. And if you think about this, it's a scary reality. The idea of saying yes is, should I say yes or should I say no? And then I go, I will now answer yes. Yes. That's not the way most people say yes today. You want to go here? Yes. You sure? Yes. They don't think about anything. They're totally out of control. Do you know that Motzei Shabbos is going to be Slichas, right? Do you know how many people will be going to Slichas after doing, right after, right before having done something they're terribly embarrassed from Hashem from, right? Time to go to Slichas. Right, wash your face, get together, go to Slichas. Why would people do something like that? Are they stupid? No. Are they bad? No. They're good. You know what they are? They're out of control. What I found in my studies of people, including myself, is that all of us are good. All of us are great. We are just totally out of control. We are not men. We don't know how to stop things from going. And we always, in our heads, like that guy on the Shidduch date, I love Torah, I love Hashem, I love my Rabbi, I get chizuk from Rabbi Stark. Right? All those nice things. But then, party, right? In all areas. In Lashon Hara, in Onas, in one-liners, right? One-liners, hurting people, one-liners, trash-talking people, right? All the areas, what happened? We're out of control. We don't know how to stop ourselves. We don't know what real gvura is. Listen to a gemara. This is unbelievable. This is a gemara. This is my matana. I'm giving this to you as a present. This is my b'siyata d'shmaya. Says the gemara, It's in Perek HaSholeach in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav. Hanelovin ve'enan ovim. Someone who gets, what's the word? In my day, it was called dissed. Now I think it's called bashed, right? Someone who gets bashed by somebody, right? There are other words? Roasted? Roasted. He got roasted. Okay. He got roasted by someone. Ve'enan ovim, they don't give back a line. Shomim cherpasam, they hear their disgrace. Ve'en meshivim, they don't respond back. Smechem yisurin alein akotav omer, olav kitzeis hashemesh bigvu rosai. They are like the ones who love Hashem, like the rising sun in its gvura, right? Our number one word from tonight. It's gvura. Kitzeis hashemesh bigvu rosai. They're like the rising sun in its gvura, like a warrior. Powerful. Can I ask you a question? What is the Gemara talking about over here? What's this image? I would say whoever keeps his mouth quiet, he is like somebody who should get $20,000. I don't know, money, kesef, zahav. What's this thing? He's like the sun. Chazal are telling us something so incredible. What does the sun do over here? The sun, it rises and it covers the entire horizon. The most active doer in the world is the sun. It takes over the entire horizon. Tzeis Hashemesh Bigvuraso. Right? If I wanted to compare someone to the sun, I would think of somebody who's a mover, a shaker, a doer, who's on every cover of every magazine for all the great things he says. It says in the Gemara here, you know who's like the blazing sun in Gvura? He's a gever, he's a man. Somebody who keeps his mouth shut? He's a wimp! You should know, sometimes he is a wimp. But this guy in the Gemara had such a good line. Oh! And he wanted to say it so badly. It would have hurt the guy so. But he controlled himself. He said, no, I'm not being reduced to this level. And he's like a son, Bigvura. He's a warrior. It's counterintuitive. This is what creates great people. People who are in control. And what we have to ask ourselves as we're entering this man where we're going to be clapping al chait is, do we make decisions, Bichlal? Are we in control? And I'll tell you something else. I realize it's another pasuk. This is very exciting tonight. It's another pasuk in Eicha. It says in Eicha, this is one of the favorite psukim that people even like to hum along when they get to it. Toiv la'gever ki yisal benurav. Toiv la'gever. Good is it for the man, the gever. Ki yisal benurav. That when he's young, he carries the ol, he carries the burden. What's this going on? The Meforshim say it's going on accepting Torah and Musar, restraint, and following the Torah at a young age, benurav. Says the Nesivus in his Perish, Palge Mayan, on Eicha. He says these are years where people are big Balei Taiva and can do anything they want. And the only way you'll know if they're really Gibors, if they're a Gever, is if they can control themselves now. This is the time. This is the time. And I think that's why the Pasuk calls him a Gever. He's a Gever because if he's young, and he has the whole world at his disposal. And he could say, I'll get it next year, right? Fourth year, I'll get it. I'll get it fourth year, right? Fifth year, I'll get it Shana Shnia in marriage. Shana Rishona is my chill. I'll get it in Shana Shnia, right? Right, it just keeps going, right? I'll get it after the second grandchild, right? Why not? Toiv la'gever, ki yisa ol b'ne'urav, says the Shari Tshuva. When he's talking about in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, about doing tshuva, he says, old people, when they do tshuva, it's accepted. But you know what? It's not as full. Why? Because grandpa can't do anything anyway right now. He's with his walker, right? He's like, I'm sorry for not going. You can't do that now. Very nice you feel sorry about it, but you're now retired and you're not capable of doing that. You can't even walk up the stairs, right? So says Rabbi Yonah, it still counts as tshuva, but come on. It didn't show gvura, power. Masha Inkin, he says, when a bachur does tshuva, a bachur has everything. He's at the peak of all the things in the world. And he decides, I want to get in control of myself. Says Rabbeinu Yona, that is the highest level of tshuva possible. When a bachur does tshuva, he really is in control of himself. He's not just like, well, I'm almost at 120, better do tshuva, I can't move anyway, I'm stuck in this hospital bed. I'm sorry, Hashem. Right? He can do everything, but he wants to be big. He wants to be a Ben Torah. He wants to have eyes for only one woman. He wants to raise a family that's L'shem El Tiferes. And he says yes when he wants to say yes. He says no when he wants to say no. And this is the tshuva process, Rabosai. We've traveled. We've traveled from the beginning of having a ratzon, having a will, and turning it into something, being a mavakish, being roidev, chasing things, but not just chasing things. We need more. We need self-control. Self-control is the highest level. Ezu Gibor HaKovish Es Yitzro means somebody who really can attack inside and hold the horse by the reins. He's big. He's a gever. He's a man. He's a man. And we have to try to be real. We have to try to make decisions. Every person makes their own decisions. But the one thing I should tell you about a decision that you make is make it. Make one decision. It doesn't matter necessarily what it is, but it should be real that you live with that decision. It doesn't necessarily have to be forever. It could even be for a week. It could even be for a day sometimes. But make a decision that you stick with. So many times, you know, it's like I've tried to diet, right? I have, right? I'm not so bad, but I've tried, right? And I watch myself. It's a joke. I say I'm not going to eat my wife's cookies during the week, right? And I come home after these crazy conversations with Bahram, and I'm like, I'm on a diet. Okay, I ask my wife, so what's there to eat? She's like, fruit. Fruit? I'm not eating fruit, right? Broccoli. And then I just go into the freezer and I take out my cookies, right? But that's not good, right? But Baruch Hashem, it's not terrible. I still can fit into my suit. One time my wife threatened me. She said, if you don't lose weight, you're going to have to go shopping. Then I lost weight. It was a trick. So that's like a way of me monitoring everything. But there are things in life where we really have to make moves and say, I'm done with this. I'm done. There are certain things we have to throw out. I don't know what they are, but there are certain things. At your age, it's much more exciting than at my age. At your age, there's certain things that disgust you, and you just take them and you chuck them, whatever they are. They could be a real tangible thing, or they could be something that you're not proud of. It could be that you feel that you insult people and you've had it. It could be that you're not proud of your language and you want to take a word out of your vocabulary, but feel the power of doing that. Feel the power of making a decision and living by it and being a gever. And that's real tshuva. Person's not expected to do everything at once. Hashem has patience with us, but Hashem wants to invest in people who are movers. If you show Hashem that you know how to make a decision, then Hashem says, this is someone I want to invest with, because this is somebody who did one thing, he followed through, I'll invest with him further. Shal b'zeicha to all of the slicha and all the kapara, and be nichnas into slichas b'simcha, and with ratzon, tshuka, dveikis, and being roidfim, and being giboirim. Amen.